The scientists of today are creating the next big thing. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, get an early listen to what tomorrow has in store. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Before we get into today's topic, we wanted to let you know that we're starting a new series, Under Contract, Your Guide to Home Buying, this Friday, just in time for spring. So make sure you're following the show so you don't miss the first episode. Pay transparency laws have given employees a clearer picture of coworkers' salaries and pay ranges being offered to new employees, but it could come with risks.
There is a prevailing fear among a lot of human resources executives and employers that sharing too much information about pay can cause workers to become demotivated and look for a higher paying job.
Several recent research projects examine the impact of pay transparency on morale and productivity. We'll go through the research with WSJ contributor Courtney Vinopal after the break.
I'm Danny Lewis.
And I'm Alex Osola. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, we explore the projects reimagining the world of tomorrow.
Like using sound to rejuvenate coral reefs.
Moving microchips beyond silicon.
Silicon is no longer energy efficient.
And how animals are helping treat human diseases. The future of everything is happening right now.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay transparency laws have been in place in several areas of the country for a few years and have cast a spotlight on things like worker salaries and listed pay ranges for open positions. WSJ contributor Courtney Vinopal joins us to discuss recent research on how the laws are being received by workers. Hey, Courtney, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Courtney, what kinds of concerns have these new pay transparency laws raised?
So I think there is a prevailing fear among a lot of human resources executives and employers that sharing too much information about pay can cause workers to become demotivated and maybe look for the exit door, look for a higher paying job. I think a lot of people have been in that scenario before. They find out that they're making less than their coworkers at a similar level, and it can be very discouraging. So I think that is the prevailing fear among a lot of employers right now.
So let's talk about some recent studies that focused on pay transparency and how it's being received by employees. You went through research from several universities about pay transparency among university workers. What stood out to you?
Yeah, so pay transparency, while it's just coming to a lot of companies, it has been the case that academics at public universities know their peers' salaries for a number of years now. That's because of transparency efforts by state agencies and news organizations. So a recent paper looked at this in the context of academia, and they tracked how pay transparency affected productivity among academics in eight different states after pay transparency took effect. So they actually found that among these academics, there was no discernible dip in productivity in the years after pay transparency took effect in these states. If anything, it spurred them to work harder. This was actually the case among academics who found out that they were making more than their peers performing at similar levels. They, for example, produced 7% more articles in the years after salary transparency was revealed. So that was a sort of surprising, counterintuitive finding of this study. And I think what it says is that, at least in the context of academia, there was no discernible dip in productivity as academics found out more information about their peers' salaries.
So the academics were okay with there being pay inequity?
That actually wasn't the case. So there was one important exception to the overall findings here. And that was when pay transparency revealed high levels of inequity within an institution or department, meaning that there were big pay disparities among workers performing at similar levels, then overall productivity actually decreased. And the researcher I spoke with thinks that that was because these workers realized they were operating in an environment that wasn't fair. So whether they were being overpaid or underpaid, it caused them to lose motivation.
All right, so back to the U.S. Since pay transparency laws went into effect, we've gotten a good picture of things like pay ranges for posted jobs. Has that translated into happy employees?
We're not sure, I guess, is the short answer. One study that I looked at from a number of different researchers, one researcher is based at UCLA. It's a model which suggests that workers who are overconfident in their abilities, so they assume that they will make more than most of their peers, once it's revealed that they're actually making in line with what their peers make, they become dissatisfied and unhappy. I will say that this study also found that employers don't have to reveal the granular details of their compensation structure to motivate workers. A separate study that was led in part with this researcher at UCLA that I spoke to found that students who participated in a computer game and were paid for that tried harder when they found out what their peers earned. And they didn't have to find out what each individual peer earned to work harder. They just had to know what the average peer was earning, and it would motivate them to work harder. So I think that suggests that employers don't have to necessarily reveal the nitty-gritty details of their pay structure to see these motivating effects.
And what do all these studies mean for human resources departments across the business world?
Yeah, so I think a lot of HR departments are grappling with how much information they should be sharing with employees. The laws that have taken effect, obviously, a lot of times only require them to just share salary ranges. But there is some evidence coming out of these studies, I think, that sharing information for how employees can progress within an organization and what they need to do to get to a certain level can actually be motivating. But I think HR departments really have to think about how they want to reveal that information. And they have to think about maybe training their managers to have those conversations, because they can be tricky conversations to have. The HR executives who I spoke to that are putting resources behind this have attested that it has been motivating. And even if employees are not necessarily happy with what pay transparency reveals, it opens the door for more candid, frank discussions about what they can do to advance in their career and advance at that organization.
You know, these pay transparency laws have resulted in a windfall of information for people in states and areas that have these laws in effect. But for people in parts of the country where pay transparency laws are not in effect, what sort of resources do they have to find out information about salaries and salary ranges?
So I think the effect of the pay transparency laws is it's just creating a domino effect for a lot of employers. Even if they are not posting the salaries for their positions themselves, there are a lot of other organizations now that will post at least estimates of the salary. So Indeed.com, for example, is a hiring job site where you'll often see estimates of salaries for positions, even if it's not at an organization that has made those salaries transparent yet. And you also have a lot of new compensation companies that are working to use that data and give prospective employees a lot more information than they would have had in previous years.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal contributor Courtney Vanopal with us. Courtney, thank you very much for being with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Who do you trust for career advice? Your friend? Your partner? Your coworker? How about the biggest name in business reporting? I'm Erin Delmore, host of the As We Work podcast from The Wall Street Journal. We're talking to the experts and to workers making their way to get you the advice you need to improve your work life and advance your career. Subscribe to As We Work wherever you get your podcasts.